Hi, thank you for listening to Living Abundantly. This podcast is for those of you who want to shift your mindset from the frame of thinking out of lack and wanting to hold on to God's promises of us living more abundantly in the land of the living. And so if you want to be encouraged on how to shift your mindset on daily practical thoughts that I have and things that I'm challenging myself on, please continue to listen. Thank you.
So, this past week has been pretty good for me. I am in a space of gratitude because in the most random way, God has been consistently showing me that He is for me, even if people may be against me, and that He's just been confirming the decisions that I've been making, the changes that I've been making for myself. Basically, the things that I'm wanting to acclaim for myself, meaning creating a new normal for myself, is I'm on the right trajectory, basically. And in the midst of a moment where I was putting on an event for work and it went well, it pretty much exceeded my expectations. It pretty much blew people out of the water. And, you know, I found myself constantly asking, you know, why me, God? I'm so undeserving. Like, why are you flooding me with so much good things? And it is in these moments where I have to literally stop myself in the midst of my thoughts and say, why not me? Why do I keep believing I am so undeserving of good things? Why do I keep telling myself that I don't deserve God's goodness, God's mercy, God's abundance? If I say I want God's abundance, why am I so surprised when He fulfills His promises to me? Even if it's in the smallest way, even if it's in the grandest way, why am I so hold bent exclusively on expecting the worst of things to occur? And then when the good things do happen, I'm like blown out and saying, oh God, I'm so undeserving, when He's never said that. There's nowhere biblically in the Bible where God has said, and if there is a place, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe He was talking to the Israelites when they were complaining about coming from Egypt. Maybe there in those passages, we can probably find people who were undeserving of God's mercy and He reminded them of that. But there's no place that I can recall in the Bible where He's saying, He said that we're undeserving of His love, we're undeserving of His mercies, we're undeserving of receiving all that He has attached to our names. And we're constantly telling ourselves, God, I'm undeserving. I don't deserve your mercies. And that's not true. If we are His children, if we are royal priests, if we have inherited abundance of grace, why do we keep thinking we're undeserving of it? And so on today with this very short podcast, I just want to challenge you to not constantly ask or say, why am I so deserving, and saying I'm undeserving of good things. I want you to start saying that I am deserving of it. Thank you, God, for giving me this, because I am your child. You've chosen me, God. You first loved me. So thank you. And out of your abundance and out of your infinite wisdom and out of your love for me, you're providing me with these gifts, and you're providing me with all the things that you believe I need to be enriched in this moment, in this season. Not because I've done anything, not because I've earned anything, not because I had to do a song and dance, not because I have to tithe consistently and not curse and not do this and not do that, not because I'm upholding a long list of laws as to why you are loving me and filling me with your abundant grace. You're simply doing these things because You first loved me, and out of that love, you're giving me what I believe to be grace, abundance, and your infinite mercies. So I don't have to do anything to earn it. Yes, but that doesn't mean I'm not deserving of it. I'm still deserving of it with or without any type of action or anything up anything except for me waking up and walking in the expectancy of knowing that God got me. And because he got me, I can expect X, Y, and Z to fall in place. And if it do not fall in place, then I can know that out of his infinite wisdom, that either something better is coming and or what I was asking for was going to ultimately harm me. And I don't want anything that is going to harm me in any space, in any practical way, whether it's spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially. I don't want anything that I'm saying I want and it could potentially hurt me. So I'm trusting God that when I'm asking of something, when I'm expecting of something, when I'm expecting to see something show up and play out in a certain way, that in his infinite wisdom, that he would provide me those things out of his grace and abundance, not because I feel like I earned it or I'm deserving of it. Because if I keep thinking I'm deserving of something, I'm never going to get anything good from God or from myself or from other people. But if I sit here and I challenge myself to think that, yes, I am deserving of good things. Yes, I am going to walk in expectancy to receive good things from God, from myself, and from others, because that aligns what I believe me living and walking and experiencing living in abundance, living abundantly. So I can't do that, have that competing mindset of wanting to live in abundance, wanting to live abundantly, but also keep expecting the worst of the worst or even just bad treatment because I think that I'm undeserving. I just want to challenge you guys for that, because if we just go into, I'm trying not to go into a tangent and stay focused, but I just think that it's so easy for us to keep thinking that we're undeserving of good things because people in our past have told us that, people in our past have showed us that, we're reminded, society reminds us, whether it's because of the way we look, the color of our skin, how we dress, how we act, if we're in the normal standard of what we should be in regards of our age, are we meeting those accomplishments, are we meeting those goals, so because I'm not doing all of those things, I'm not meeting those goals, I'm not meeting those accomplishments, I don't look a certain way, I don't talk a certain way, I'm undeserving of these things. And because we keep telling ourselves this lie, and we keep feeding this lie with reminding ourselves of, no, I'm not deserving of this because of X, Y, and Z. No, I'm not deserving of this because someone told me that I'm not deserving of it. Someone showed me that I'm not deserving of it. So on today, if you can just challenge yourself to say, I am deserving of all the things that I believe that aligns with me living in abundance, and just challenging yourself with that thought, just challenging the people around you to provide you with that through your experience, and you yourself treat yourself and walk in abundance and talk to yourself in and through abundance. Because if you talk to yourself in the space of thinking that you lack something, or from the space of lacking things, whether it's financially, spiritually, emotionally, then you're considering the fact, you need to consider the fact that you are feeding this lie that you're undeserving. So take that into consideration. It was short and sweet, and I really hope you got the message. And like I always say, this is not just for you. This is also for me, to remind myself that if I say I want to live in abundance, I'm going to see that. I'm going to see God's glory reign in my life in the land of the living. So I hope that you're doing well, and I hope God keep you, and I hope that this reach you. Thank you for listening. Have a good night. Or day, whenever you're listening to this. Peace and love.